Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. We white race thinkers need to visualize victory. In the text version of this broadcast, I've included a large printable victory poster showing Winged Victory as a goddess holding our life rune, along with contact information for the National Alliance. We need to visualize victory for the very simple reason that our lives are guided and shaped by what we think about. So we need to think about victory. And it is quite reasonable to visualize and anticipate victory because we are growing, because victory is possible. Because we are right, and the truth and nature and nature's God are on our side, and because giving up is stupid. In 2002, in the last few months of his life, William Pierce said this as he looked at the progress of the National Alliance, quote, "We never count our enemies. Only our friends. And the number of the latter is growing all the time, more and more with each passing day." Close quote. That's a thought that the current chairman of the Alliance, Will Williams, likes to remind us of too. In a democracy where blacks and non-white immigrants are bussed by the thousands on election day from polling station to polling station and told who to vote for to keep their checks coming, it may seem that the noble vision of the Alliance, of a white nation working together for a higher purpose, is on the losing side. In a country where large areas of our major cities are half burned out war zones in which white women and children dare not walk alone, where even the police sometimes fear to tread, and where white teenage girls, mentally disarmed and deranged by MTV and NBC and the other Jewish media, are casually raped and abused by non-whites in gang houses and crack houses. It may seem that our side is losing, and the end is near. In a nation with an utterly corrupt government, and media, and financial establishments, in which vicious alien financiers legally steal a huge percentage of our wealth and use it against us in every conceivable way, in which politicians are for sale to the highest bidder, and our enemies are without doubt the highest bidders, in which the media are controlled by those same enemies and aliens and work their evil by pumping poisonous, suicidal ideas into our young people's minds, and in which patriots of the highest character can be falsely charged with crimes and imprisoned in an effort to end their life's work. It can seem like all is lost. Under such circumstances, a man or woman with a negative view of the world might be tempted to give up. But if you did that, you'd be guaranteeing failure for yourself and your people. And you'd be giving up just when things are looking up. A few weeks ago, the anti-white establishment newspaper, The Washington Post, published a study supposedly showing, quote, "how racist and radical the alt-right has gotten this year," close quote. Now, I don't believe there is any organized or even coherent entity that deserves to be called the alt-right. But I accept the term as a catch-all for the awakening and awakened white people who are finally showing some significant strength, especially on the internet. I've been listed as an alt-right figure myself. Let me tell you, the Jews and the other anti-whites are very, very worried about this growing contingent of white people who have figured out that our race is being exterminated, that our culture is being degraded, and that it's the Jews who are doing it. The Post says they use, quote, machine learning algorithms, close quote, and, quote, computer vision algorithms, close quote, to analyze text and pictures posted on Twitter by a select group of 27,000 users they deemed to be associated with the alt-right. Twitter is a viciously anti-white organization, by the way, which regularly bans politically incorrect users, especially when they start to have a big following. The computer vision algorithms were used to seek out avatars and images featuring swastikas or sun wheels or a smiling Hitler emoji in a big red heart shape. This stuff can be pretty funny. Or which in some other way indicated a favorable view of National Socialism. The machine learning algorithms were used to estimate how radicalized these people were. They discovered that these deplorable white race thinkers were becoming more and more radicalized over the last several months. By radicalized, they mean that these are whites who have become aware of and concerned about the ongoing genocide of their race, and who, to an increasing degree, see Jews as responsible for that genocide. They published a chart showing that, using their mysterious and undeclared algorithms, these 27,000 white folks have gone from a 0.6 degree of radicalization to 0.75 from January to July of this year alone, with the trend line getting even steeper upward as Jew awareness nears 100%. Among media and regime insiders, this is very worrying stuff indeed. They also published another graph, and I'll include both of these in the online version of this show, which hilariously shows how the word Jewish is used by these evil white people in a similar way to the way they use words like Zionist, communist, homosexual, leftist, anti-white, liberal, and satanic. Can you imagine any other group but Jews spending significant sums to use artificial intelligence to find out how other people are using the word that's the name of their people? No, I don't think so. Only Jews do that sort of thing, because at some level, they know that they have to keep tabs on the people who are onto them. The most interesting thing to me about the Post piece is the size of the sample. 27,000. That's just a sample, mind you. So what does that indicate about the number of race-aware white people on Twitter? I know AI and polling are not the same thing, but pollsters usually use samples far, far less than 1% of the group they're sampling. Even if the sample is a huge 10%, then that's 270,000 white race thinkers on Twitter alone. Maybe the Alliance's work over the decades has had a far bigger effect than what we've thought. Maybe we're already well on our way to a million racially conscious whites in America. That possibility is borne out by the readership statistics of our own website, nationalvanguard.org. Last month, we reached a goal I'd set back in 2013 when we relaunched the National Alliance and American Dissident Voices. In that month, over 1 million pages were served to some 162,000 readers and listeners. Our own statistics are confirmed by the web ranking firm SimilarWeb, which shows that we were already reaching well over 100,000 readers the month before we had our million page month. And they also show us that National Vanguard's readership has now significantly surpassed that of the combined readership of both the American Jewish Committee and the Simon Wiesenthal Center, anti-white Jewish organizations with multi-million dollar budgets and large staffs. We at the National Alliance operate mostly with the help of a small staff of volunteers and wildly underpaid leaders who sometimes don't know when or if their next paycheck is going to arrive. So although far too few of you are supporting us financially, and the current Alliance leadership, consisting primarily of three struggling families, is under severe financial strain, we are making significant progress. There is a great deal of hope. Never count our enemies, only our friends. And the number of the latter is growing all the time. More and more with each passing day. As I said in my speech to the Euro-American Conference more than 10 years ago, when we had just begun the online version of National Vanguard, one advantage that we have over the Jewish supremacists is that their growth curve, either in numbers or power, is severely restricted. Ours is not. Their people are already highly motivated and engaged in their ethnic agenda, so there's little or no potential for growth there. And despite their money and power, their numbers are low and probably declining even faster than ours. Our population is more than 50 times higher. The potential for the growth of our race-based movement is thousands of times greater, perhaps infinitely greater, than any recruiting potential the Jewish power structure might have for its ethnic agenda. As the saying goes, they're maxed out. If we and our principal opponent were symbolized by containers balanced on a scale, they'd have 15.9 ounces in a 16-ounce bottle on their side, and an eyedropper to fill it with. And on our side, we'd have a nearly empty 50-gallon drum and Niagara to fill it with. Sure, they've got the scale tipped their way for the present. But that can all change in the blink of an eye, as they well know. That is why the Jewish supremacists are so frantic to suppress our ideas. They know that our ideas are powerful, moving, and truthful. They also know that if we do our duty well, our ideas have the potential to catch fire and remake the world. William Devere Burns, whose work we've published on National Vanguard, expressed this well in his essay, The Power of Compounding White Nationalism, from which I quote, Given all the power of the Jews, he asks, how can we possibly win? I'll tell you how. The power of compounding white nationalism. You see, the Jew has two major weaknesses. One, his small numbers. He has 18 million worldwide. We have nearly 1 billion. And two, he's lying. So we must simply get the power of our truth and our relatively big numbers working for us and against him. Let's be conservative. How many people are in this room listening to my speech? 500? So let's be extremely conservative. Let's say that in the entire world there are today only 1,000 truly dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. There are just as many white nationalists in this room as there are in the entire rest of the world. Surely that's an outrageous understatement, but let's go with it. If in 1 year, by simply telling the truth and by producing persuasive, intelligent, moving, and drop-dead professional outreach materials, each of those 1,000 awakened white people recruits an average of just one white person with the potential to be as dedicated and active as himself or herself. And then each of these people continues to recruit an average of one more person per year, every year. That means that white nationalism will be compounding at a rate of 100% per year. Any investor will tell you that a 100% return on your investment is one hell of a return. Here's why. In 1 year, there will be 2,000 dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. In 2 years, 4,000. In 3 years, 8,000. And in 10 years, there will be over 1 million dedicated, courageous, fully awakened, and motivated white nationalists. In 15 years, 32,780,000. In 20 years, 1,048,576,000 white nationalists. In other words, more than the total number of white people in the world today. In 20 years. Now, anybody can extrapolate numbers. And the objection will be raised that the subset of white people who are even capable of fully understanding the concepts involved in our biological worldview is far less than 100% of the white population. True enough. But it's also far more than 1%, and that's still 10 million white people worldwide and 2 million right here in the United States. Long before we reach the level of 2 million dedicated white nationalists, we'll be so influential and our media and economic power will be so great that millions more white people will give us their allegiance based on a gut feeling that we're on their side and that at long last, their side is the winning side. The Trump phenomenon is just a weak pre-echo of the white race phenomenon to come. A tipping point will be reached, at which time groupthink and the herd instinct and the desire to conform and be fashionable will work for us instead of against us. So victory is possible. It is realistic. I come from a line of long-lived people, so I certainly intend to be around and vigorous in 20 years. So will you do something for me? Will each of you promise to recruit at least one new white man or woman or youth to our cause this year? Will each of you do what it takes to bring our truth to victory? Can each of you do that? Can each of you bring one more white man or woman to our cause by this time next year? That is a conservative goal, I think. The Jews are lying. The system they have created is bound to fail, and they are far from omnipotent. The mighty Oz is nothing but an absurd little man telling lies from behind a curtain. As F. Scott Fitzgerald said, "The strongest guard is placed at the gateway to nothing." The multiracialists have nothing but bullying and lies on their side. Nothing. We have everything. We have the truth, the facts of science, the honest wisdom of our natural racial feelings, the inspiration of our greatest thinkers, the feelings of love written upon our very souls, the voices of our ancestors, and the faces of our children for 1,000 generations yet to come on our side. Who do you think is going to win? No matter how strong the guard they have placed at the gates of nothing, it will not avail them. We will rip aside their machinery of illusion and reveal the emptiness of their lies. We will show all who have eyes the evil of their genocidal plans, and we will defeat them. We will defeat them utterly. When our grandchildren are telling tales to their grandchildren, the true story of the rise and fall of the Jewish supremacists, of the parasites who almost ground us to earth as our ascent to the stars was just beginning, will sound like a science fiction story. But it will not be fiction. It will be the story of our awakening, of our liberation, of our new beginning. And it all began when we decided to stop counting our enemies and count our friends instead. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. Write to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA, to learn how you can make your life count. Or visit us at natall.com. That's natall.com. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal. And equal men are not free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have. Shout to the skies.